Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Let's talk to Dimitri for just a second. Dimitri Serkin Nikola. How do you say your last name, Dimitri? You're on the air. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Dimitri Serkin Nikolaou. You almost had it. I was going to let you take a swing at it.
I panicked when I saw that AU at the end, and I didn't know what to do.
It can be tricky. Nice to be on with you.
Let's just spend a minute or two, but I saw you on the CBS Evening News the other day, and what a nice story. The whole nation saw what you were doing at your pizza joint. You've got a couple locations in Chicago, right?
Yeah, we do. We've got a location in Wrigleyville, and we got another location in Wicker Park.
What's the name of your pizza place?
The pizza spot is called Demos Pizza. We've been around for about 12 years. What hopefully some people saw, and if you didn't, during the COVID pandemic, we have been making face shields.
Yeah, face shields. Like everybody was transforming to masks and sanitizer. You guys are making shields, right?
Yeah, well, you know, it started as, we lost a large portion of our revenue, and we have a staff that is ready to work and excited to do something, but everyone was really scared, and we sort of looked around and we thought, well, how can we put these people to work? How can we find jobs for them? And what is sort of the need? It seemed like every week was shifting week after week after week, and so we realized that face shields was something that maybe we could actually manufacture ourselves because we had an underutilized asset, our pizza ovens, that we weren't using any longer because no more dine-in traffic. So we spun up a design, we made a couple prototypes, we brought our people back to work, and we were able to make some face shields.
So is a shield like a helmet, or is it a mask that just fits on my nose?
Yeah, great question. It's a type of shield that you've probably seen. A lot of times you see them at hospitals in single use.
Yep.
But the ones that we have made, we've designed to be able to be reused. And originally, we thought we would sell them to hospitals because that was sort of where the need was. It seemed like the factories that were producing them were shut down. But, you know, in the last few months, it's become more and more clear as the virus has certainly not dissipated from this country that, you know, there's a variety of other people besides hospital workers that require these shields. People going back to work, you know, the mask is great because it keeps people safe, but it's hard for people to see people smile. And a lot of communication is nonverbal.
Yeah.
And so we've been selling them to a variety of different organizations.
How do I buy them?
It's a little bit of a nicer solution.
How do I buy them from you?
Well, you should swing by and grab a pizza, and you can buy them in our store, or if you want, you can go to demospizza.com. We deliver them locally, or we also ship them all across the country. And since that CBS story aired, we've shipped them to almost all the 50 states.
Demos, D-I-M-O-S, demospizza.com. And so you are still making pizza as well, right?
We are indeed in different ovens, but yes, indeed.
I was wondering about that, Demo.
I gotta give that as a caveat because otherwise people get worried.
I know. I don't want my face mask to smell like pizza, and I don't want my pizza to taste like a face mask. So I'm glad you made that point. Demospizza.com. Hey, I just love the innovation and the positivity, and I haven't tried the pizza, but I'm about to, Demo, so congratulations in advance.
Well, thanks so much. You let me know. I'll bring a pie by.
Hey, now wait a minute. Hold on. Talk to producer Elif off the air. Did he just say he was going to bring a pie by?